Lost this radio.
Splendid. And Daphne, dinner is ready.
Looks delicious, Lieutenant Cavendish.
It does look good, Cavendish.
Thank you, sir. Pheasant under glass.
How wonderful.
Well, let's dig in. Hey, by the way, Cavendish, where did you get the pheasant?
In a cage in the kitchen.
Cavendish, you didn't.
Something wrong, sir?
Wrong? Great Scott, I guess. That wasn't a pheasant.
It wasn't?
It was Emperor Hudson's parrot.
Parrot?
And not an ordinary parrot. It spoke five languages.
Why didn't he say something?
Kind of night it's going to be, folks. Yeah, kicking it off at the top of the hour with a little conceptual continuity here on Lost Discs Radio Hour. Okay, for our January installment 2015, Jimmy Knight sitting in here with you for the top of the show, and, well, Chesty is sitting shotgun.
Time to turn on your love light.
Yes, Chesty, thank you. Joe Stacks on the phone line.
Guten Abend, y'all.
Yep, we think we've got a level that we can live with on the microphone. All right, so we're kicking it off there with the band with no name. See, it's like a don't ask, don't tell thing around here tonight on the show. The reason I'm kicking it off with that is, now look, we never really talked about the whole Casey Kasem problem. Right? In 2014, we had some real problems with our old pal, Casey Kasem. I mean, the least of which was that he died. Right? Who's with me? Chesty?
Yes, he died. You know how they review all the celebrities who died the past year? He was one of them.
Yes, but it's worse than that, Joe. Come on, somebody back me up. Right? Who knows what I'm talking about here? Joe?
Crickets.
You think he's him as Svengali?
Well, no, just the fact that, you know, he went through some hard times there. When he died, there was some, I don't know, maybe a little disrespect of the body. And there was some trouble getting him buried, and there was some fighting with the family and infighting with in-laws. I don't know. But anyway, so those of you that know what I'm talking about are shaking your heads going, yes, right, exactly. And you're talking to your radio right now. Do people talk to their computer screens yet? You know, that's coming next, right? So you're talking to you're saying, yes, I know what you're talking about. Poor Casey Kasem. So we kicked it off there with Band With No Name, which, so far as I know, Joe, was produced by Casey Kasem, and it was his only venture into the music business, was to try to back this group. Do you know anything about the guys that were in the group?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, Casey Kasem, at least in my my resource here, says that he was also their manager, and they came together out of a couple of other bands. Their guitarist was a guy named David Marks, who some of you might know out there.
He was in the Moon.
And one of the first, an early Beach Boy.
Yeah, okay.
In the Moon, or is the Moon a group?
That's a group, man.
And also another guy named Eddie Haddad. They had played together in a group called Dave and the Marksmen. And then when that ended, they got into the Band With No Name.
Yeah.
And they cut a single, hooked up with Casey Kasem somehow, cut this single for Tower.
Right.
And, you know, I guess they did some other gigging, but this was at least their one release on Tower.
Yeah. We got the 45, man. I didn't even know, and I looked into it, and then there's a Casey Kasem connection, right? So that's pretty odd. And we kicked it off with Casey Kasem doing a little skit there from his days at KRLA on the AM radio back in 1964. That was from an air check of June of 64. Dig. All right, so we're moving it on, because you know who else we didn't really talk about, Joe, when they passed away, was Paul Revere.
Well,
passed away in October.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
Now, and you know, I'm not a big Raiders fan, but I've got a few few singles, and so we're just going to spin a little bit of that right now. And I don't know if you want to say anything about him when we come out of this, but here we go, folks. You know, if you're getting it on the internet, or if you're getting it on the shortwave radio, it is January 3rd of 2015. Now, drop us that email, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And dig the out-of-sight sound of
forget about the your Hemis and your GTOs. I've got a new machine, and she really goes. When I pass you on the drag strip, you'll know darn well. Been beaten by a porcupine. Chevelle. Tagging it up now, you better be quick. Nothing can outrun my SS-396. There's lots of chrome goodies sitting under the hood. She looks real pretty like a tough one should. On her red line tires, she sits real mean. She's the coolest hot one you've ever seen. Cruising the highway, I get my kicks. Everybody's digging my SS-396. Look at her go.
Look at her go.
She sits real low.
Sits real low.
Feel her tires grip the road. Her deep breathing pose.
Deep breathing pose.
And they'll never sell short.
Never sell short.
Feel the rear end grab the load. I'll take you for a ride, man. It's really a treat. Strap yourself into a bucket seat. When the four-speed tranny is starting to whine, we'll know that the super sport wants to get off the line. Cruising the highway, I get my kicks. Nothing can match my SS-396. Look at her go.
Look at her go.
Feel the rear end grab the load.
it's really a treat. Just drop yourself into a bucket seat. When the four-speed tranny is starting to whine, we'll know that the super sport wants to get off the line. Cruising the highway, I get my kicks. Nothing can match my SS-396.
Last song was 50% puerile and 50% pathetic.
Digging your music today, eh?
You might say that.
I was born from love, and I was raised on golden rules, till the love of a winds
Laura Nyro, see, on the Verve Folkways label, laying down that Norma Tenegra vibe. Okay? Stony End. Okay, for no apparent reason. It's just that's the B side of a thing called Wedding Bell Blues, which everybody knows as by what's her name? Joe.
What?
Who did that Wedding Bell Blues?
Let's see. Well, it was written by Laura Nyro, but
Someone covered it. Had a big hit. Who's that? Like Marilyn McCoo or something?
The Fifth Dimension, wasn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, that was the B-side of the original version of Wedding Bell Blues, and that was, yes, Laura Nyro?
The jury's out on that one.
With Stony End. Okay, anyway, so yes, and before that it was two in a row from Paul Revere and the Raiders. Okay, we lost Paul Revere in 2014, so there we are.
Was his real name Paul Revere?
Yes, Joe. What was it?
It was?
It really was.
And he was what, the keyboard guy, right? Not the lead vocalist.
No, that was Mark Lindsay was the vocalist.
Right.
And Paul Revere, I mean, the band, you know, kind of, I don't know if they get a good rap or a bad rap or just no rap at all. But they were around a lot longer than you might think, starting in the very early 60s, they broke the top 40 in 61 with a track called Like Long Hair.
Yeah, on the Gardenia label.
Right. And then then it became kind of a revolving door for the band with Paul Revere and Mark Lindsay as your regulars, and they would go through a lot of guys over throughout the 60s.
Wow.
While they were pumping out the hits and a lot of records on Columbia.
And they had their own TV show, didn't they?
Yeah, the Dick Clark Show, where the action is.
Yeah, but then they had their own show called Happening, like in 68, 69, I thought.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, check that out. I'm pretty sure they were given their own show at some point in 68 called Happening.
Paul Revere was still out there till the day he died with some version of the Raiders.
We heard SS-396, okay? Now, I'm not sure if this showed up on one of their albums, but I played it off of a 45, which was a Columbia Special Products thing that was given away for free at Chevrolet dealerships in late 66 for the new 1967 Camaro model and the SS-396. And then we did a B-side called Without You, okay, that was from 68 by Paul Revere and the Raiders. All right, now, speaking of people we lost, I still can't get over this whole Phil Everly problem. Okay, so Chesty, I want you to give out the email real quick, if you would, and then we got to hear another one by the Everly Brothers, which is one of my all-time favorites from back in the day, man.
All right, it's lostusradio@yahoo.com.
Right. Okay, it is, and we've heard in from Mike Moose earlier this evening.
Moose.
Right, and looks like we're hearing in from John H. Carver in mid-North Indiana, among a few others, and we will get to that email action here right after this next set. Here they come, folks. Yeah, they're copping that Little Richard groove, man. The Out of Sight Sounds tonight of the Everly Brothers, 1960, exclusively on Lost Discs. Lost Discs Radio,
Lost Discs Radio.
Instant Replay.
It's a perpetual tape deck. It plays the same song over and over and over.
Lucille, get yourself back home. Yourself back home. Cause I'm speaking to you, baby. Please don't leave me all alone. All right. Lucille, don't do a good thing wrong. Lucille, don't do your good man wrong. Come on, oh baby. I'm sitting here crying all alone. This morning, my Lucy was no insight. I'm afraid about her, but all her lip was tied. Baby, get yourself back home. Speak it to your baby. No, 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 no. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Please. All right. She was nowhere in sight. I bet my baby might have got it hard and lip was tight. Now, baby, please don't leave me all alone. I'm on the telephone, baby. Better get yourself back home. I gotta tell you, just
stop it. Stop it. Stop. Stop. Enough. Stop.
I don't want your love anymore. I don't want your kiss. That's for sure. Standing tall, yeah. You know a man can't crawl. Or when he just telling lies and he leaves you standing, I said he's not a man at all. I don't want your love anymore. I don't want your kiss. That's for sure.
You see me shed a tear, and you know that it's sincere. Don't you think it's kind of bad not to treat me so sad? Or don't you even care?
I don't want your love.
Yeah, the Ideals, okay, covering Kathy's Clown right there on the St. Lawrence Records label, folks. Now, we know the Ideals, right? They had one thing that hit Bubbling Under. And that's as close as they ever got to the charts. They did a thing about the gorilla, right? Go, gorilla, go. You know that tune, Chesty? Come on, you dig it.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that was the same guys, only that was like sometime in the early 60s covering the old Everly Brothers tune, right? Dig, come on, you never heard that one. You never heard that version of it.
That was sweet.
I'm just saying. A little sweet there, yeah. It's kind of cool. And before that, yes, it was the Animals. Sure, Eric Burdon and the Animals, right off the MGM label. We ripped that off of their first LP, right, that we got for like a dollar at the flea market or something. And they were doing that old Lucille, right, that old Little Richard tune, because we had to kick it off. Man, I had that Everly Brothers version, right, the old Warner Brothers 45. That was the B-side of So Sad to Watch Good Love Go Bad, which, you know, was the big hit. One of the big, it was the big, the other big hit besides Kathy's Clown that they had on the Warner Brothers label in 1960. You dig? That version of Lucille, man, that was blowing my mind when I was a kid, Chesty. It's come on, that's the way, that's partly that song is the reason why I am the way I am today. Right? If you could go back in time and you break that record and I don't get to hear it, how would the world be different right now? Coming in on the email, it is Mr. Bill in Boise, Idaho, saying how Paul Revere, he says, was very revered there in Boise. Wow.
That's a home, he's a hometown boy.
Just saying. John, it's, hey, speaking of that kind of thing, John in Massachusetts coming in tonight. And now, yes, he's, wow. Main players over the years, other than Paul and Mark, he's telling us, Joe, were Phil Volk, Drake Levin, and Mike Smith, right? They were on most of the original big hits with Paul Revere, and they later went on to be in a group called the Brotherhood after their stint with the Raiders. You see how people are chiming in on the email, Chesty?
I love it.
See, if Dr. Doc Brown were here, we wouldn't have to be reading these emails.
I know.
Because he'd be talking. Phil, Filthy Phil, we don't know if he's listening. He said, I tried to get you on shortwave, but we don't know if he's... it's inconclusive. Whether he's listening on the internet feed, right, which you can do, go to our website, lostdiscsradio.com, and look for the Listen Now link. And Cheryl and Bob in Berea, Ohio. Huh. And they have a request, which I don't think we have, but we'll look for it, and maybe we'll get back to them later. So thanks, Cheryl and Bob in Berea, Ohio, tonight. Wow. Digging that. Now, okay. Joe, we just have to deal with this because we realize suddenly now it's been 10 years since we have discovered this record called Gorilla Milk, and we just really cannot get over it. And we've talked about this many, many times on the show now over the past 10 years. We're very hung up on this. Do you know the record I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. This has been a... this is an ongoing obsession, really.
Well, a little bit. But Chesty and I both are equally as disturbed by this record. It came out in 1967. Yes, it was a reference to the drink that you made in milk, which, you know, we're just not, you know, we were too young to really remember it, but some people...
Well, we should all be grateful for that.
They seem to know it. Anyway, so we came into the record on the Double Shot label, right, out of 67, and we did, let's get a little bit of it real quick, because we're going to flip the rare B-side tonight, which we have never played on the show. This is the song we'll just play the first 30 seconds or so. Here. Here comes.
Sipping on Gorilla Milk. Sipping on Gorilla Milk.
Holly, it's okay.
Harry. Sipping on Gorilla Milk. Sipping on Gorilla Milk. You go away with Gorilla Milk. Gorilla Milk is very, very hot to find.
Cause when you milk a gorilla, you better be kind.
A sip in the morning and you swing all night. Feel fine swinging on a vine. I gave my girl some gorilla milk.
Now she comes on strong, but she moves like silk.
A sip in the morning and you swing on down.
Okay, so
it's still disturbing because it sounds like you're milking the gorilla.
Yeah, see that? I don't know.
I could see. Yeah.
We're not. I know we're really overthinking this. Okay, but still, now you think that's bad enough? Maybe. Like we do. Well, then you flip it over, and it's a thing called the world's tallest pygmy. And I don't know. It's just, it's even worse somehow. So here we go with the rare B-side by the Human Jungle off Double Shot in 1967 with the world's tallest pygmy. Good luck.
Sir, I understand you're the world's tallest pygmy. Is that true?
Yes. I'm 5'6" in my stocking feet.
But you were not always that tall, right?
No. It was only after I drank the gorilla milk that I became the greatest basketball player in all the pygmies.
Gorilla milk?
Yes, from the African cow.
From an African cow?
Yes, he's the one that goes, mow, mow.
Mow, mow. Funny. Funny, funny. Tell me about the cannibals. Do they always eat with their fingers?
No, they always eat their fingers separately.
Separately? You are a funny little...
Here, have a sip of gorilla meal.
No, 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 thank you, no, thank you. I noticed that you don't have a spear. Why is that?
Oh, I lost it in a poker game.
You're in the jungle?
Yes, I was playing with a cheetah.
With a cheetah?
Here, have a sip of gorilla meal.
No, 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 thank you. Say, if you're a pygmy, how do you protect yourself from all of those ferocious animals?
Oh, I'm very brave.
And what do you do with the charging rhino?
You take away his charge account.
Well, how about the lions and the tigers?
Oh, I have the African blowgun.
A blowgun?
Yes, I blow the poison darts at the animals.
And when you run out of darts?
Then I blow. Here, have a sip of gorilla milk.
No, no, thank you. I...
It's very hairy. It will make you go eat.
Well, it does look good, and I am thirsty. Here's looking up at you. No offense. Hey, that is good. Hey, that tastes great. You don't think
I'm going to go out and buy some of this right away. I'll have a whole glass. Can I finish the rest of it? I'll just have a little more, and then a little more, and then a little more.
Congratulations. You are now the world's smallest announcer.
I think they wanted to put the fear of God into children not to drink this stuff.
Yeah, you see what I mean? A hairy drink, right? This is, come on. Man, times have changed. You couldn't sell a thing like that to kids today.
Quick. Did they still make Quick?
Oh, not even
close. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can. That's still around.
All right. Well, what about PDQ, man? Who remembers PDQ in milk?
I remember that.
Oh, come on. I'd kill for a glass of that.
No, the pink stuff. Did you ever put the pink stuff in?
Yeah.
The strawberry Quick?
Nah, it didn't really work out too well, face it. All right, so we got to move on. Like, it's getting late in the hour, and Scotty and Peg have emailed in from upstate New York, and they're going to want to hear what's coming next. Here comes.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents... Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
You're complex and not easy to understand.
That's so true. All right. You will recall the twin spin Lucille, and if you recall that maybe this record is by someone named Lucille, but she goes by the unknown mod girl. And the song, it just... hits me just right. It's called Coming Home, Baby.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Ever not. Coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home, you hear now what I say.
And get this thing organized!
And get this.
His head.
Rock and radio.
Why don't you do that little Christmas carol you wrote? You told me you wrote a Christmas carol. It's late, I know, but you didn't get finished for Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't get finished for Christmas, but I like to do it.
You better not cry, you better not shout, you better not pout, I'm telling you why Santa Claus is dead.
Sugar, make you mine.
come down, 'cause it's love I found. Such a hang, trying to shake this thing. Why I try, I don't understand. You know it's a natural thing. You're a woman, I'm a man. Turn on to me, feeling fine. Gotta get you, girl, make you mine. Time for waiting as long as she's past. Love me, girl, make it last. Can't seem to come down.
You become a pothead, you risk blowing the most important time of your life.
Here's something for you to watch out for.
Hey, Pops, what's the matter with you, man? Hey, it is New Year and you're sitting over there like you salted the world.
Yes, I'm salted. I've been misled, I've been mistreated, and I've been misused.
Boy, she really made a chunk out of you, just.
Yeah, but I made a New Year's resolution, and I'm really going to get her told.
What you going to tell her?
I tell you what I'm going to tell her. Get a load of this. I made my New Year's resolution. Tell you what I'm going to do. Just forget about the old year and the things we used to do. Going to take instead of giving. Cause my lesson I've learned. Going to get the things I wanted and give nothing in return. Cause I've changed my ways. And I don't care what you do. I've made my New Year's resolution, and baby, this time we're through. I'm gonna deal 'em from the bottom. Ain't gonna play it fair at all. Please believe me, pretty baby, I'm gonna have myself a ball. Gonna give up my apartment, and you know they're hard to find. I don't want no last year's memories running through my weary mind, cause I've changed my way. And I don't care what you do. Yes, I've made my New Year's resolution, and baby, this time we're through. My way of living, you don't fit in my new plan, so you might as well forget it and go find another man, cause I've changed my way. Yes, I've changed my way. I've made my New Year's resolution, and baby, this time we're through.
Roy Milton?
He's a bitter man.
Yeah, Roy Milton on the Specialty label. Man, like out of the late 1940s, dig it, with the New Year's resolution blues. Okay, so, wow. I don't know, Chesty. Before that, it was Mother's Worry. Man, that was a hell of a set. Come on. Mother's Worry? These guys are out of Wisconsin. We're going to check in with Joe on that in a minute. Before that, Chesty, tell him who that little comedy sketch is with that Santa Claus song.
The Smothers Brothers.
Yeah, we're sending the Smothers Brothers out to Brad and Val tonight there. Hope they caught that little quick little insert there. And yes, the Mount McKinleys. Okay, the Mount McKinleys with Bring You Down on the Get Hip label out of 1995. Then we're all over the map on this last set there, Chesty. Now, we kicked it off with something called Coming Home Baby by the Unknown Mod Girl, and that is actually something we acquired from Joe Stacks. And, Joe, I'm thinking that They just didn't know the girl's name when they put this compilation together. Come on, what's going on?
Well, wasn't there? There's also a track on that same comp from I think the Unknown Mod Band, where it's like we just had this recording. We have no idea who this was.
Right. Right.
But that's great. I mean, from what I've read, that's actually originally was done by Mel Torme.
Hmm. It's got that tight jazz.
I could see it.
You know,
I could hear it.
Sax, and I love it.
All right, so
I first heard a version of that by a revival group called the Delmonas from the UK. They were probably like mid to late 80s, maybe early 90s.
The hell you say?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
Okay, so the Mount McKinleys, we know that's a Pittsburgh group, or it was a Pittsburgh group, and we actually know some. The drummer was a guy I went to high school with. That's all I want to tell you. Mother's Worry. Joe, come on. Wisconsin group?
Yep. That's about what I can tell you. They're from Wisconsin. I don't have anything else.
Do you have any label info on those guys?
Not a bit.
Oh, my God,
Joe. Wow, they're tough.
Now, we're going to hear from Gary Myers on this one.
I do want to backtrack for a minute, if I can.
Yeah.
To, the whole Gorilla Milk thing.
Oh, if you must.
Come on, just give me a second here. The Human Jungle.
Yes.
They were actually, there was a band floating around in the mid-60s, going through different personnel, different names, briefly known as the Berries, 1966.
Yeah.
They signed to Double Shot Records, and nothing came out of this except for they got dubbed the Human Jungle, and they got this gig with Pillsbury. And that was it. They were also, played as the Plastic Zoo.
Okay.
And after a little more in the way of a shake-up, they signed to the Tetragrammatron label.
Yep. I
can't say that tonight. And changed their name to Quatrain, where they when they released one album, a fairly heavy psych number. It's just super obscure and, you know, maybe deservedly so. I don't know. I've never heard it.
Wow. No, that's not one that I've heard.
Joints and Book gave it a kind of a meh. But it has been since reissued by Sundazed.
Okay. Well, we'll have to backtrack and do a little turntable comparison on that one of these times, Joe.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see if we can track down any Quatrain. But I'll have to see if I can dig up any info on Mother's Worry. Turns out there's a current band playing under that name, and I don't know if it's the same guys or.
Oh, I'm not surprised, and I can't imagine it would be the same guys. I mean, come on, you know that was 50 years ago now, Joe. So that could be.
It hasn't stopped many people.
All right. So speaking of people that it has stopped, I guess we're gonna. Yeah, you know, I might just send this one out to Brad and Val too. Man, it's the Out of Sight Sounds now. The Peanut Butter Conspiracy. Monophonic mix off the Columbia label, 1967. Dig it.
We'll be right back. just can't believe that a group of people who don't know how to sing could create something so beautiful.
See, I like some of the oldies.
Sight sound of the King Bees, right off a RCA label back in 65. Joe, come on, man, you got like 30 seconds to tell us the King Bees.
Okay, first of three singles from the King Bees, originally a New York City band, featuring a couple guys named Danny Korchmer on guitar, a guy named John McDuffie on the keys. Korchmer would become a band guitar player, usually as a sideman or session player. John McDuffie went on to join the Blues Project.
Oh. Yeah.
See?
The Blues Project. Love them.
All right, man. Well, you know what? You've been digging it, folks. We're just about top of the hour here. End of hour number one. End of our January installment.
Happy New Year.
For rockandradio.com. You can always catch us over there, along with the RLT Archives Music Magazine from the boss man, Randy Timmons. And, of course, the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. And the electrophonic sounds of Bri-Fi Phillips. And if you're not over there, you know, you go to our website, lostdiscsradio.com. Spell the word discs with a C and check in on all the action over there, right? Folks, we'll dig you next month. We hope, we plan, we pray. Over Area 51... Thanks, Cosmic Debris. And everybody, Alan, the RF and the band. Good night, Weasley Steve. Whatever.
Lost Disc Radio.
That didn't work out exactly as I planned.